Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, sit back and relax as we take you on a journey to the Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today, sponsored by the WrestleTalk Podcast, www.wrestletalkpodcast.com. Sit back and enjoy the show. The Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter today starts in 5. Cool. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC tonight, my name is AJ Atticus, and I am your host with the most, and the baby face you love to hate, and, you know, this is crazy, I'm sorry, there are tons of people here in the FWWC tonight studio, and I'm not quite sure what's going on, but, I don't know. There's a lot of stuff going on. It's kind of crazy. Intern, I can't tell. Intern Jimmy, intern Timmy, you have your back turned to me. You know that intro we have? It's the FWWC tonight. It's not the FWWC today. So we need to try and get an update on that. But ladies and gentlemen, here we are. It's episode 50. Episode 50. The night after the Royal Rumble, we just had an amazing Monday Night Raw challenge, and that stuff is going crazy, absolutely crazy. And, you know, we couldn't have made it to 50 episodes without the FWWC, without our listeners, and, I mean, without our sponsors over there at the WrestleTalk Podcast with Joe and Renee, which you can go to www.wrestletalkpodcast.com. They air every single Wednesday night from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central. And, you know, they're just absolutely amazing show, absolutely amazing guys. Joe and Renee over there, the Night Owl and Nightmare Jones. This week they will be having Danny Adams, co-owner of Glory Pro Wrestling, and Savannah Stone from Glory Pro, Dynamo Pro, and Zero One. As always, we urge you all to call in, ask questions, listen to their stories, and as well as if you can't call in tonight, call in on there during the 10 to 15 minute FWWC segment they still have going. Again, go to www.wrestletalkpodcast.com. You can tune into their podcast, our podcast, listen to old episodes of both. It's absolutely amazing. They do an amazing job over there, and they are the reason why we are here today. And, as always, usually I'm talking about my co-host, Richard Priest, being a little late. But, you're here on time. Richard, do you know anything about all these people that are here in our studio?
AJ, yes, I do.
So why are they all here? What's going on?
Well, I said I had some big, huge announcements to make. And the first announcement is the reason why I have all these guys here. They're more or less bodyguards, just because I know how hot-headed certain people can get about certain things.
Okay. I mean, it's you and me here, so I don't understand what's going on, but... all right.
I know how Atticus's get, and I know how sometimes your ugly-looking brother likes to bust in on us, even though I know he is no longer contracted with the FWWC because he tore his contract up.
That is very true. As of last night at midnight, Massacre is no longer an employee here at the FWWC. He was unsuccessful at defending his Legends Championship, which, I mean, I'm sure we'll cover a little later, but what? I don't understand why these gentlemen are in our office now, but...
Well, here's the thing, AJ. When Massacre got his new contract to sign, there were, I don't know if we talked to you about this, but there were some certain stipulations added into his contract. There were certain things that he had to abide by if he decided he wanted to stay here in the FWWC.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. A lot of those were added in by El Mata himself by my own personal request. And knowing the hothead that your brother is, I knew either A, he would quit on the spot because of that, or do what he did, just write out his contract, pick up his ball, and go home like the little baby he is.
So, I believe that doesn't explain these people here. He's gone. He left. I mean, we all saw what he posted this morning. I'm trying to just understand what the hell this is all about.
Well, the other thing is, AJ...
You know, dude, like, shit, you need to get away from me.
Here's the thing, AJ. Like I said on my promo earlier.
Dude, get your hands off of me.
I had requests made by the BOD, and a lot of them were granted, AJ. And since your brother is no longer here and no longer needs an advocate, AJ, by special request for myself,
dude,
and approved by El Maserata himself, AJ,
what the hell?
You're fired.
What the hell? Get your hands up. Get off me. Are you kidding me? This is your big announcement. This is seriously what you're doing. This is what you're going to do.
Ladies and gentlemen of the FWWC, welcome to the FWC tonight, hosted by myself, Richard Priest. Since, as you can hear, AJ has been fired, I will be running the show tonight. And since I will be running the show tonight, I am going to need a new co-host. So what we're going to do tonight is everybody who calls in has a chance to interview for the new co-host. Actually, intern Jimmy, do me a favor. Let's restart this. Hit my music, please. Internship, do you want to go in the unemployment line with AJ Atticus? Hit my music. All right, well, apparently we're having issues with the board once again. So, let's just move on. Tonight is the all-new, brand-new 50th episode of the FWC Tonight, hosted by myself. Thank you, Jimmy. Tonight is the 50th episode, hosted by myself. So, let us move on to last night's Royal Rumble. And, Jimmy, I know you said that we already had some people on the line. Let's bring the first person on tonight. Let's bring the Battle Cat tonight. Kettlecat, are you on?
I'm here. I mean, what kind of just happened to AJ was a little fucked up, man. But I don't know the situation.
Here's the thing, Kettlecat. AJ Atticus was the manager or whatever for his brother, Massacre. Because Massacre is here. We no longer need AJ Atticus around.
Yeah, here's that hashtag, bring back AJ. AJ was the hype of this show, man.
Well,
he's
the
one
who's
got
thing,
everybody.
I am giving you the chance right now to interview as my new co-host. Are you up for it, sir?
Is the Battlecat interested in working side by side with the champion Richard Priest?
That is what I'm asking.
That would just be a hard pass on that one, because seeing that if I work with you, I would have to slap the shit out of you each and every day. And as much as I enjoy that, it'll get a little boring after a while. I have, you know, I'm in matches, man. I got to beat up on other people. I don't want to just beat up on you only. That would kill me.
Well, speaking of matches, Beth, you were in a match last night for the U.S. title. Am I correct?
Yeah, you are. And you know what? I did lose. Let me elaborate for you, because I already kind of know what you're going to say. I did lose, okay? I wasn't the one who got pinned, but I lost. You see, I was inches away from capturing that title for the second time. But not to worry, because eventually I will get my hands on it, you see? Because I'm challenging Hoss to a non-title match next Monday night, if he's up for it.
All right.
And as far as my match tonight, I don't know. What was the title of that match, if I'm not mistaken? Let me go back to that here.
I have it written down.
A get back on track match. I mean, what the hell was I getting back on track from losing last night? And then I have a couple rookies that's in the triple threat match with me, which I destroyed them and then dumped Poison Ivy on them. So, get well soon card, maybe not. Depends on what kind of mood I'm in. One's in the hospital because of it. I don't know what the hell Devil Son's doing right now. But, you know, I had to hit him with some Poison Ivy as a compensation for being in the match with me. That's how they know that they met with the Battlecat. When you get hit with Poison Ivy, that means that you've encountered the Battlecat, and they learned that tonight. So, who am I going to douse next? I don't know. It could be you, but I don't think you want to fight me, so I don't know.
Well, Battlecat, we might have another battle down the road, maybe, maybe not, but...
Well, it depends on if you run or not. And I know you like to run, but you know what? Eventually, you're going to get tired of running. Your leg's going to give out, and you're going to fall. And then, just like the rest of the people I've beaten, you're going to become the hunted also.
All right, well, Battlecat, since you don't want to be my co-host, thanks for calling in. We'll talk to you next time. And I usually don't run. I have a chauffeur that drives me around in a limo. So as long as I'm good on gas, I think I can outrun the Battlecat all night long. So, last night, since we just covered a blue match, which was the U.S. title three-way match, let's go over to the red brand. Let's see. Who can we talk about last night? Oh. Let us talk about the Buried Alive match that went on last night between Douglas James and Jack Hazard, which these two gentlemen have had a little bit of a rivalry going on, and it looks like, from my notes are correct, Douglas James has got a little bit of an edge going on in said rivalry. And Douglas James picked up the victory last night, burying Jack Hazzard alive, which I don't know. Jimmy, do you know if they ever pulled Hazzard out of that grave? That no, you don't know. Yeah, me either. Really don't care, because I think he's still he's still a free agent and not assigned anywhere. So, Jack Hazzard, I hope that is not the end of your career here on the FWWC. Oh, this could be interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, we have another caller on the line who I would like to bring on. Jimmy, can we please bring on the gentleman who wants to say thank you to the FWWC?
Hey there, Richard.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man who picked up his ball and left, Alan Radisson Atticus.
Addison Riley Atticus. Like, seriously, you expect to be the host and you can't even get anyone's names right.
Hey, as long as I get those who are actually contracted and work for the FWT right, that's all that matters.
You know, it's fine. It's fine. We understand. I'm not here to start something between you and me. It's not like that anymore. I'm not contracted with the FWWC. I wanted to call in and tell everyone thank you for everything that I've been through. And you know what? I actually want to say thank you to you as well. Me and you have had... We have had some hell in that ring. We have had hell outside of that ring. But I want to say thank you to every single person I've ever faced in that ring. And even though things went south, I want to say thank you to the BOD for the opportunities I had. And, I mean, that's basically it. I'm going to miss you guys, but I had to do what I had to do. Things weren't going right. Things weren't looking right. So I had to take my ball and leave.
Well, Addison, since I have you on the line, I know you're no longer contracted with the FWC, but would you reconsider? Apparently, we have a new position open for a co-host here on the FWC tonight. Would you like to take that position, sir?
No. I've hosted one night, and that was enough.
Well, I'm sorry, but I had to fire your brother. Sorry about some of the stuff that I had put in your contract that made sure that you weren't going to want
to
come back.
To be honest, I read the contract, and I may have kept some things from AJ. I knew he wouldn't let me do what I was doing if he would have known otherwise.
Massacre, thank you for calling in. Thank you for those beautiful words that you said earlier today about how you hope there's just a little bit of Massacre in everybody. But like I've heard from some of the women, there's really only a little bit of Massacre to put into everybody. You have a good rest of your life, sir, and Godspeed to you. So, moving on. Let's see, who is still on hold that we can bring on real quick? Actually, I want to bring on the newest member to La Familia, who's on hold right now. Robert, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir. Good evening.
Good evening, sir. First off, Robert, sorry about the loss last night and that triple threat match, losing your U.S. title. But it looked like it was one hell of a battle, and Haas did get the upper hand last night.
Yeah, Haas definitely got the upper hand. He caught me by surprise. I was really glad that Battle Pussy did not win. And I'm happy with that. But on the good note that my brothers won their tag team titles, and now both of them are double champions.
But moving on to tonight, though, Robert, you did have a redeem yourself match with DJ Z, which it does look like you were victorious this evening.
Yeah, I'm going to actually call him by his name other than Battle Cat playing Nick Luke and calling everybody by their, like, messed up name and calling stupid names. But, you know, DJ Z gave me a hell of a match. He was kind of pissed off from when he lost, and his partner, Dragonheart, did not show up for the past 3 weeks, and he let his anger out. But I got the upper hand and did some injuries to him, like to leave him in a hospital bed.
Well, hey, Robert, since I have you on the line, and I don't have a co-host right now, do you mind staying on the line for a little bit as we break down a couple more matches? See how you do as maybe possibly being the new co-host here in the FWC tonight.
I'll give it a try. I got nothing to lose.
All right, well, here, let's move on to a match that took place last night for the Red Brand, which was the women's title, which was the Enchantress, the champion, taking on Hardcore Sis, which that match ended in a double countout and was carried over to this evening to where both women went up against each other again, and once again, both women drawed, and the match will be carried over to next Monday. Now, Robert, I know you've had some words going back and forth with Hardcore Sis here as of late. Unfortunately, you guys are on separate brands. But is there anything, since I have you on the line and you're my acting co-host right now, you would like to say to Hardcore Sis?
Hardcore Sis, she is definitely putting up one hell of a match since she got called up. And she's backing up her words, obviously, against other people, since I know that she couldn't back it up when if me and her had a match. So she got her chance at a title, and she still can't come up over the Enchantress. But she's putting on one hell of a show since she got drafted.
And you're right. Now that she is part of the Red Brand, you know, somebody who can go one-on-one with a champion and take them to their limit into a draw, that has to be – I know it's better than losing. That's got to be a step in the right direction. Do you believe, Robert?
Yeah, yes, it is. It's getting your name out there. Even if you do draw, especially against a champion, that's definitely putting your name out there and getting yourself noticed.
Well, hey, Robert. Since I have you on the line, actually, I'm going to bring somebody on since we've been talking about her. Apparently, we do have Hardcore Sis on hold right now. Hardcore Sis, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hardcore Sis, last night and tonight, you went and you took the champion, the Enchantress, to her limit. Unfortunately, both nights you guys ended up drawing. Where do you go from here? I mean, I know you guys carry over to next Monday. But do you think that after these two matches, you finally have the Enchantress's number that you can pull out the win next week?
Well, it's quite possible. You know, anything in wrestling is possible. On any given night, anyone can win. And the Enchantress is a tough, tough competitor. And believe you me, I underestimated her just a tad. But there's a reason she's a champ. And she's a champ because she's good at what she does. And I do have a bit of respect for her, but next Monday night, respect goes out the window because that title's coming home with Sis. And one way or another, by crook or by hook, I will beat her.
Okay. All right, hold on real quick. Hey, Robert, since you're the acting co-host as of right now, is there anything that you would like to or comment on with the Hardcore Sis since she's on the line?
I really don't think you're going to pull it off, but, you know, you could be like the underdogs, and you could be like the Philadelphia Eagles and maybe try to pull off a win, but when it comes down to the nitty-gritty, the Enchantress are going to be like the New England Patriots and wait until the final end.
Well, you know, that's definitely possible, But hopefully we won't have a Deflategate kind of situation with the Enchantress and I. But you never know. You might be underestimating the underdog. And your remark earlier about I could never beat you, well, you know, like I said a minute ago, anything could happen. And you never know when there might be a chance that you and I could step in the ring together, and I would love to shut your mouth, Robert.
Better not hope there's any time soon.
Well, I think my brother shut your mouth the other night, and he's now got your title.
All right. Hold on, time out. I cut you guys both out there. Robert, first off, thanks for calling in. La Familia, much respect. But there's one thing that you cannot be, and that is a Patriots fan and the co-host of my show, sir. So I'm sorry, Robert. I'm going to have to drop you because of your backing of the Patriots, sir. I hate Boston. I hate the Patriots. Still love you, bro. But I'm going to keep Hardcore Sis on for a while and see how she does as my possible new co-host here on the FWBC tonight. So, Hardcore Sis, welcome. This
yes.
is your interview time to see if you have what it takes to qualify to be the new co-host of the FWBC and fill the shoes. Actually, well, his shoes didn't get left behind because they dragged him out with everything, and fill in AJ Atticus's spot.
Well, you know, AJ wasn't too hard to fill his shoes, I don't really think, but it's all good. And Massacre, I will miss you. You were a great guy, and I'm sorry to see you go. Good luck in your future.
All right, well, since I have you on Hardcore Sis, and you're my acting co-host for right now, since we just covered a match on the Red Brand, which was your match, how about we move back over to the Blue Brand and talk about the match last night? It was the number one contenders match. It was the best out of three match. And going into last night, it was tied 1-1 between the Prestige of La Familia. And it was originally the DJ Dragons, but Dragonheart disappeared on DJZ. And it turned into a handicap match with the stipulation if DJZ could pull off the win, he could get himself a new partner and move on to be the number one contenders, which that stipulation doesn't matter because the Prestige beat DJZ last night, the team of Legion and the former multi-time women's champion. The Dark Knight of La Familia.
Well, you know, I got to tell you, I think DJZ had bit off just a little bit more than he could chew. And when his partner realized that he was in over his head, he took off. And it might have been a good idea for DJZ to just call it off himself. But since he chose to go on, you got to give the boy a little credit because Prestige is a damn good team, and they're not somebody you really want to mess with. But he did it, and he went up. He'd gotten one up on him, but unfortunately last night it was just way too much for him.
And speaking of the Prestige, one half of the Prestige, like I mentioned, the Dark Knight is a multi-time women's champion here. Do you see yourself maybe one day trying to take on the Dark Knight after your feud with the Enchantress is over? Or if you win the women's champion, would you give the Dark Knight a chance to try to take her championship belt back?
Well, you know, we are on different brands, but if the opportunity arose and if I was the champion, the ladies champion, I would more than happily step in the ring and go up against her. You know, the more... the better your opponent is, the better you can become if you can beat them. You know, and what a notch in my belt would it be if I could beat the Dark Knight. You know, and if I win the belt from the Enchantress there again, you know, that's making Hardcore Sis a little bit better, and I'm all for it.
Okay. Well, here's what we're going to do, Hardcore Sis. We're going to bring on another caller, and let's see how your interviewing skills are. It looks like we have free agent Damien on the line right now. Damien, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. Damien, I might be mistaken, but is this your first time calling into the FWBC tonight?
No, it's my second.
Okay, well, it might be your first time with me being here. I have missed a few shows.
I believe he called in once before and got cut off because they were having some technical difficulties.
That happens from time to time. I think intern Jimmy dropped his water on the board or something, and it fried everything out. But I know we already covered the Get Back on Your Track triple threat match between you, Katana, and the Battle Cat tonight, sir. I know you were not successful in that match, but going up against a veteran like the Battle Cat, does that help you maybe take the next step forward or move forward with your career here in the FWC?
Yes.
Okay. Man, a few words. I can respect that. Hardcore, if you have any questions for the caller.
Well, yeah. Damien, where do you see yourself going? I mean, are you looking at any one brand, or do you think that, you know, are you just trying to get either brand to pick you up, and where do you see yourself after the next draft?
I want to join the red brand, and I will do anything to get there. I will slowly cut down every FWC wrestler to get drafted on that brand to please the GM.
Well, Dan, you can work your way slowly over to the red brand. Don't know why anybody wouldn't go to red brand, but you're working your way kind of slowly here tonight. We need to move on, sir. Thanks for calling in. I want to bring on one more caller real quick. Parkour, do you mind hanging out for one more caller?
Not at all.
All right. I want to bring on somebody who me and her have bumped heads a few times. She's challenged me a few times and then disappeared on our match. But she had a match tonight, triple threat match that we were covering with Battle Cat and Damien. Let's bring on the She-Wolf, Katana. Katana, are you still there?
Hello?
Katana, how are you doing tonight?
I've had better. I'm not doing too good. Itchy bumps all over me. I feel like I'm losing my hair. And my respiratory is not good at all.
Sounds like you might be having some type of allergic reaction to the poison ivy that Battle Cat threw on you. Maybe take some Benadryl. See a doctor or a vet or whoever it is you see. Sis, do you have anything for Katana?
Well, Katana, girl, I just hope you get a lot better. You know, bless your heart. You just, you know, had a rough night of it, didn't you, girl?
Oh, yes. And bless your heart, too. I see you're having a hard time trying to get that title.
Well, you know, it's... you know, Enchantress is a tough competitor, but anybody can be beaten on any given night. So we'll see what happens next Monday.
Oh, yes. You'll be beaten. Well, no, she hasn't beat you yet, but next Monday. Yeah, and you'll get your ass handed to you.
We'll see. You never know. I might be the next ladies champion, and when you're back in a position that you can come after it, you might have to go through me to get it.
I'll be back. And if Enchantress don't have it, I'll be coming after you. And if
I'll
she
be
has
waiting.
It, I'll be coming after her too.
Hey, I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure either one of us will be more than happy to wait on you.
Oh yes. Yeah, well, yes, we'll definitely have your ass handed to you whenever I get a hold of you.
If you show up.
The one thing
I'll
we can't
show
do.
Up. I'll be there before you.
On YouTube, Big Green back and forth. We do have a show to move on with. Katana, thanks for calling. Hardcore says, actually, I'm going to thank you for calling in, too. I'm actually going to write your name down here, Hardcore Sis, as one of my favorites of possibly taking over as the co-host. Thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for doing some interviews with me, breaking down some matches with me. But we're going to move on tonight. We're going to jump over to tonight's Raw match because there was a few matches had no residency from last night's Royal Rumble. And I want to bring on a rookie who is also a free agent, who had a match, a triple threat match tonight for the Red Brand, and that was Scars, who took on Curtis Black and Funky Flex, and unfortunately was not victorious, but wants to come on tonight. Scars, are you there? Guessing that's a no. Intern Jimmy, do we still have Scars on the line? All right. Well, we'll move on. We'll see if Scars is still there. We'll come back to that. Let me see. I'm trying to keep up with some of the comments here on the Facebook thread. Usually I can. Let's see. Was on and dropped. Okay, so we don't have Scars. Scars, if you are listening at home, please feel free to call back in. We would love to take your call, but we are going to move on to, let's see who is on hold that I could possibly bring on. There's a few people that are on hold that were in bigger matches that if you guys are listening to me, I will bring on here a little bit when I cover your match, but your matches were a little bit more prestigious and higher up on the card as I'm still trying to go through some of the mid-card stuff here. Let us cover the hardcore match from Team Red last night on the Royal Rumble, which pitted the champion Saint against Curtis Black, the Future, and the Brick House Brick Butt Kiss. And it looked like Curtis Black was victorious last night and is now our new hardcore champion. And ever since he kind of exploded on the scene, I was a little skeptical about Curtis Black. But he has truly shown he is a contender here in the FWC. He is now a champion and beating and taking the championship from somebody like the Saints is no easy task. I've had a few run-ins with the Saint when I was forced to go back to the UXT. I attempted to bring the Saint and try to put him under my wing and show him some stuff and teach him how things kind of go on a day-in, day-out basis here in the FWC. He kind of helped out La Familia back at the Survivors, well, attempted to help out. I don't want to talk about the Survivor Series. It's wearing the bridge between myself, Nightmare Jones, and hopefully the Saints. But unfortunately, the Saint lost his title last night. And not only did he lose his hardcore title last night, but I'm going to segue into the European match between the Saint and his tag team partner and whatever relationship they have, I'm not 100% sure on, with him and the Enchantress. But the Enchantress beat the Saint last night, becoming the second European to be the European champion. Let's see, I just got a new updated on who we have on hold. And it looks like, actually, I want to bring this guy on because I know he's had some words about me here in the past. I've already covered his match, but I really want to hear his take on his Buried Alive match last night. And that was the winner of that match, Douglas James. Douglas, welcome to the FWC tonight, sir. How are you doing?
Oh, Richard Priest. I am doing just fine. How are you doing?
I am doing great, Douglas. And Douglas, just before, as we go on further, it is pronounced Richard Priest.
Oh, I'm very sorry, sir. Richard Priest. Was that better?
Yes, thank you, sir. So, I know you and Jack Hazard have had kind of this bit of back and forth going on the last few weeks. know you guys had a few matches, and if I'm not mistaken, going to the last night match, you've had a bit of the advantage in those matches, or am I mistaken on that?
You are absolutely not mistaken. Richard Priest, thank you for paying attention. I have beat Jack Hazard. Well, I had beaten Jack Hazard once before our Buried Alive match, and then last night I beat him again, and I buried him. I told him that he's going to have to put me 6 feet under if he wants to beat me, but look what happened. I put him 6 feet under, and Jack Hazard is never coming back.
Yeah, do we have that on authority that he's never coming back, or is he still buried in that hole right now?
He's buried, and nobody cared about him enough to pull him back out. What do you think, Richard?
You know, I really don't think much about the free agents around here. It kind of reminds me of the UXT guys. You know, they're not important enough to really be on a day-in, day-out brand.
I don't care for Jack Hazard, but let's give him a little bit of credit. He was drafted to the Raw brand several weeks ago.
Oh, he was?
He absolutely was. I'll give him that. I'll give him that.
My bad. Usually when Arden Murphy speaks, by this point in my career, dealing with him, I kind of just tune him out. And it's kind of like, remember the old Peanuts commercials, you know, when the teacher's talking, all you hear is, wah, 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 wah. That's all I hear come out of Arden Murphy's mouth these days.
You know, Richard, I'm starting to think you're not as crazy as everybody thinks you are.
Well, Douglas James, I appreciate that. You know what, Douglas, since I have you on the line and you're here, and I know you have made a career of outside the FWC as a talker, do you mind maybe filling in a little bit like Hardcore Sis did, Battle Cat Refused, Robert kind of did, and see if you have the chops to be in the new co-host here on the FWC tonight and take over for AJ Atticus?
You know, I will absolutely miss AJ Atticus here on the podcast. But, hey, there's a job opening, and someone has to do it, so I'll be glad to stay.
All right, well, great. Since we have covered, let's see, let me double-check here. Looks like I've covered 3 red brand matches and 2 blue brand. Let's cover another blue brand match. We do have this guy on hold. I want to bring him on here in just a second. But I want to cover the 4-way match, for the Legends title last night, which the champion Massacre went up against his younger sister, Allison, the veteran who he's been on this up and down streak as of late, El Luchador de Kansas City, and La Familia's own Marcus Mayhem, which the man who is on hold right now, who I want to bring on, is that man right now, the new Legends champion, ladies and gentlemen, Marcus Mayhem. Marcus, brother, how are you doing tonight?
You know, I'm doing pretty good. I'm just chatting it up with Battle Rhodes, who keeps running his mouth. But besides that, I'm doing good. And you also forgot Tag Champ also.
What was that, Marcus? I'm sorry.
I said, you also forgot Tag Champ also.
Well, I was going to segue into that one, you know, but you kind of jumped ahead. So let's cover this 4-way match first. Then we'll jump into that tag match. But you and Massacre, and Douglas James may not know about this because he's still relatively new. He's been around for a few months now. But you and Massacre, and even myself, we all came in around the same time, but you two have a feud that goes all the way back to when we first got here, all the way back to the UXT. How does it feel getting that little bit of a one-up on him, knowing that he's gone now, and you took the title from him?
You know, it feels good because there's been so many times he said I couldn't do it, and it's just bittersweet to finally take that from him and then see him walk out the door. It's the greatest thing I've ever felt. Trust me on that one.
right. Good to know. Hey, Douglas James, since you're still here and you're my co-host right now, do you have any questions for the champion, probably the second greatest Legends champion, the first being myself? Do you have any questions?
Oh, you're too kind, Rashard.
Well, first of all, Mayhem, congratulations on your championship victories. Up until the Royal Rumble, I actually had no idea who you were, because I guess I don't see enough of you on the page. So my question to
you
is, Mayhem,
the fake Bo Dallas. That's what I called you. Don't you remember that? I called you the fake Bo Dallas.
You called me the fake Bo Dallas. That was 2 months ago, and I haven't heard from you since. So what am I supposed to think of you, Mayhem?
That I am greater than you, just like Rashard Priest is greater than you. But go ahead with your question.
Yeah, just like you're in La Familia's back pocket. So here's my question to you. Now
He's
that you're a champion, now that you're a champion, and now that you are being talked about in the FWWC, what are your next plans moving forward? How are you planning to retain your championships throughout the coming weeks and months here in the FWWC?
Hold it to a higher standard. And, you know, like my good brother Rashard Priest, I'm going to hold that title up with great prestige, and I will be a fighting champion. So I welcome anybody who wants a shot at it. I won't be ducking and running like people like Battle Cat and stuff, so it's all good.
Wow. Those are some hard-hitting questions there.
Not really. That's why you should replace him. I think maybe I should be sitting in that seat as the next co-host. He seems kind of boring to me.
You know what, Mayhem? You got a point. Douglas James, thanks for calling in. Don't call us, and we won't call you for the job. So, moving on with my new fill-in co-host from La Familia, a former tag team partner of mine with the Rough Riders, the new Legends champion, and like he alluded to earlier, the newest FWWC tag team champion, which, yes, myself and Cairo lost the belts last night. We lost the tag belts, but not that we are still the Millionaire's title holders. That title was not on the line last night. Even though, yes, the Untouched was lost last night, it was still a win-win for La Familia because Heel Mayhem, yourself, Marcus, and your tag team partner, the Heel Deal, which we will talk about him a little bit more later, were successful last night and beat myself in Cairo, which was not an easy feat. How do you feel about that, sir?
Words can't describe because, you know, we've been working our asses off to get to this point, and it wasn't nothing or nobody that was going to stand in our way, even though, unfortunately, it has to be our own brethren. As long as the ghost stays in the family, that's all that matters.
Correct. And speaking of family, there was a family here in the FWC, which was the Atticus family, which was made up of AJ, who was fired tonight, his ugly brother, Massacre, who quit, and probably the best looking of all the Atticus is their sister, Allison Shea, who you had a match with tonight on the Raw Challenge, which was marked as a Royal Rumble Fallout match, which you were two nights in a row. You want to count the tag team? You're on a three-match win streak right now, Mayhem, because you beat Allison Shea this evening.
One hell of a match, I tell you.
You know, I've been in the ring many times with Allison Shea, and I will say this right now. Compared to her brothers, she is no pushover.
Oh, hell no, she's not. She's one hell of a fighter. I got to tell you that much. I think she's, if not the top, she's one of the best in the FWWC and men and women's divisions.
You know, I would probably go out and say, not to allude too much, but she has held one of the top titles here in the FWWC. I think that makes her probably one of the, if maybe not one of the top competitors of all the FWC, probably the top women's competitor, even though she does not hold the women's championship belt.
Now, I can't argue with that.
All right. Well, since I have you on hold, or since I have you on the line, and you're now my new fill-in, we've already covered a couple of blue brand matches. Let's jump back over to the red brand matches last night. And since you are the new tag team champion for the blue brand, let's talk about the red brand next gen tag team championships, which was defended last night by our brothers, Nightmare Jones and Jimbo Slice, the Trucking Nightmares, against the, I miswrote this, but I was corrected, the Dankness, which is a team of Curtis Black and Funky Flex, Enchanting Light, which kind of are La Familia allies with the Saint, and then somebody who you're familiar with, the Enchantress. Then there was Mentally Handicapped Lane, which is the team of Capel, Tank, and Danny Lane, but it was Capel and Tank who competed last night. And then the team of Future Shock. What was that, Marcus?
Man, what a mouthful. I mean, geez, how much did I have to look through a dictionary or a encyclopedia to come up with that name? Jesus Christ.
Well, knowing the three men on that team, probably Danny Lane was the one that came up with it, because if we have to judge who has the most brains on that team, I would have to give it up to Danny Lane.
I would have to give it up to probably A Rock, but hey, let's give him some credit. Let's keep going.
All right. And the fourth team that was in that next-gen Fatal 4-Way tag match was Future Shock, which was the team of Future and Buckus. Now, unfortunately, I really don't know how strong the Steampunk Collective is with the fallout and the draft and everything. And now one of their, well, not leaders, but one of their founding members, because there are no leaders in the Steampunk, one of their founding members is gone. The other one is no longer an active competitor because he is the GM of the red brand. But Capel and Tank, with Danny Lane in the corner last night, got the victory, unfortunately, over our brothers, Trucking Nightmares. Now, I have a bit of a history one-on-one with Capel. I know you and Tank have a huge history. I have a bit of a history, Tank, as well. Going way back to all four of us when we were in the UXT, me and Danny Lane have met up a few times. Have you ever been in the ring with Danny Lane?
Unfortunately, yeah, because he took my UXT title. So, yes, I have been in the ring with him.
You are correct. You know, Danny Lane is so here and there. Sometimes I forget what he's done and what he hasn't done. But what I want to do is, since I have you on the line, Marcus, I'm actually going to bring on two people right now. Apparently, the next gen, or well, two of the three next gen tag team champions are on the line. We have Tank Westbrook, Professor Capel. Gentlemen, I hate to give credit where credit's due, but sometimes you must give the devil his due. Congratulations, guys, on your win last night.
Congratulations, you two. So great for you too.
Good evening, Dick.
Okay, he doesn't even know what time of day it is. He's saying it's the morning, and they're the new champs. Jesus Christ. Look
Wait
outside.
A minute. Did Richard just congratulate us, Capel? No, that was me.
Jesus, he's talking to himself again. Get this guy some medicine.
Excuse me. Don't be talking about my partner like that.
Well, which one? Dumber.
See,
oh, really?
We, as Mental Warfare Lane, have decided to enact the Freebird Rule. And if you don't know what the Freebird Rule is, that is where any one of our members of Mental Warfare Lane is available to take on any of those two tag team partners. See, you don't know. Is it Professor Capel and Tank? is it Professor Capel and Danny Lane, or is it Danny Lane and Tank? You'll never know until
or
one of us.
Is it Tank and a stack of pancakes? It doesn't matter. Just get on with it.
Hey, you might want to shut up until you actually do something around here.
I just won two titles. That is.
I walked out with two titles too.
Well,
yeah,
geez,
you're the inferior brand, though.
Inferior brand who has most of the gold.
Okay, Tank, you're correct, sir. You did walk out with two titles. Yes, Mayhem did walk out with two titles as well. But here's the thing, Tank. When you hold that Next Generation Tag Team belt, as long as I held the FWC Tag Team belt, give me a call.
Why does it really matter to you?
We will gladly do so.
Yeah, at least I walked out with two titles, unlike you.
I walked out with two titles. I still have the heavyweight title and the millionaire's title right here on my desk in front of me.
1-2, Cal.
Yeah, the millionaire tag team
fake championship
where that's nothing.
And one real championship. I'll give you that.
Well,
and I'm going to give you a watch because you don't know what time of day it is.
You know, Rashard Priest, you know what you should do? You should get rid of that garbage person next to you and have a real co-host, like, I don't know, Professor Capel.
Well,
I second that.
I should before
you
your tag
first, this is a joke.
Really interrupted me, and all of a sudden words got exchanged. I'm actually going to – it's kind of getting a little hard to try to talk to everybody right now. So, Mayhem, no disrespect, sir. I'm going to drop you for right now, but you are the front runner for the new co-host position. I will tell you that right now.
I appreciate it. This is my brother. See you later, losers.
Sounds like La Familia sucking each other's dick.
Tank, I'm trying to talk to the brains of the operation here. Since Danny Lane's not here, that's got to be Capel. You brought up how you guys are using the Freebird rule. Now, I know you are a wrestling historian, as myself, Capel. Can you really give a little bit more of a detailed, on how the Freebird rule really came to play in wrestling, kind of going back to the history of where it really started from?
So it started with the Freebirds. There was three members to the Freebirds. If I'm not mistaken, Terry Taylor was one of them. And Michael P.S. Hayes was another one, if I'm not mistaken. And honestly, I'm not sure of the third one.
Okay, so we're going with Terry Taylor.
Michael P.S. Hayes, if I'm not mistaken.
And there was Jimmy Garvin.
Absolutely, yes, Jimmy Garvin.
And Terry Gordy.
Terry Gordy, that's the one. Sorry. Yes.
And even for a while, Buddy Roberts was part of the Freebirds. The Red Rooster, Terry Taylor, had no part of the Freebirds. Since he had no part of the Freebirds, Capel, Tank, you guys no longer have any part of this show. Thank you for calling it.
Yep, whatever. Just like always.
Well, one last match to cover tonight. Jimmy, do we have any more callers on the line? Can you give me a quick update on if anybody – send me over that message if we have any more callers on the line. I want to cover the two more matches that took place. Well, one that took place and one that will be carried over. The one that did take place tonight was a grudge match between former European champion, former hardcore champion, The Saint, as he took on Future in a grudge match tonight. And unfortunately, after losing two titles last night, finally the Future kind of redeemed himself this evening. Sorry, the Saint redeemed himself this evening and beat the Future. Which, at one point in time, I really thought this guy had a future here in the FWC, but he's been kind of up and down as of late. But, you know, every good competitor, even myself at one point in time, kind of had a up and down track going on here in the FWC. Now, the other match that was supposed to take place tonight, which did not, was the crossover Final Four match from the four remaining participants from last night's Royal Rumble, which I will announce the 30 men that were, well, 30 men and women that were in last night's Royal Rumble match for the Red Brand. We had Douglas James, Brick Butkus, the new hardcore champion, Curtis Black, one third, of the new next-gen tag team champions, Professor Crippel, the new European champion and still, as of right now, women's champion Enchantress, a man who I have been in the ring with a few times, Theory, my La Familia brother, and a man who's actually on hold right now, who I want to bring on, the one, the only, the legendary Nightmare Jones, also represented the Red Brand in the Royal Rumble last night. Nightmare Jones, how are you doing, sir?
Last night, things did not go as planned, but as always, when you fail, you step back up, you tilt your head up, and you keep on going.
You know what, Nightmare Jones? No truer words have been said on this show. Let me finish breaking down you being a member of the Red Brand. Let me finish breaking down who was on your who represented your brand the Royal Rumble last night. I see I mentioned you, the former hardcore champion, European champion, the Saint. Unfortunately, the other third of what they call themselves, handicapped parking spaces, Tank.
Mental handicap lane, you know.
Yeah. Somebody who's actually possibly one of the top runners for the new co-host position, Hardcore Sis. A guy who both you and I have had a little bit of run-ins with from time to time, Funky Flex. We do have the Future, Hazard. The other third of Mental Dumbasses, Danny Lane. And inserting himself in the Royal Rumble last night, match last night, General Manager Arden Murphy. Now let's move over to the Blue Brand. We had my opponent from last night, the Titan of Time, and a guy who I know you have a huge history with, Kronos.
Mm-hmm.
Both the former members of Joker's Wild, Joking Miss, whatever they called themselves, a Luchador Kansas City and Battle Cat were in representing the Blue Brand. Hardcore Sis's brother, Hardcore Hoss, my tag team partner, the other half of the Millionaires tag teams, Cairo, Julius Cairo was there for the Blue Brand. The new up-and-comer Scars was in for the Blue Brand. Another one of our brothers, somebody who I will be talking huge praises about here in a little bit, the Heel Deal, DJ Z. Like I said, probably the best-looking Atticus that we have around here, Allison Shea, and the only Atticus left. And then there's Deodric Rain, which, what can I say about Deodric Rain that I have not yet said about Deodric Rain? But I will say this, I have never said anything nice about Deodric Rain. There was another one of our brothers, Robert. Our sister Dark Knight, our other brother Legion, our other brother Mayhem, and Corbin Slater, the man I retired, came out of retirement last night to represent the Blue brand and entered himself as well into the Royal Rumble last night. Like I said, there were four remaining members that were supposed to have a match tonight, but it will be carried over next Monday, which was Hoss, Deodric Reign, Crapel, and Bucket. So it looks like there's two members from each side, from Red and Blue, that moved on to the Final Four. I know you weren't victorious in the first ever Royal Rumble match here in the FWC last night, Nightmare Joseph, but what did you take away from that match last night?
I mean, it was complete chaos. You had everybody was in the ring. Bodies were going everywhere, and, you know, I got blindsided. I got thrown out, and, you know, it is what it is. But that does not mean that a member of the Red Brand will not win this Fatal 4-Way match.
And
because,
unfortunately, wait till next Monday night to figure that out. And I want so that brings us back to the final match of the Blue brand last night, which was myself taking on the Titan of Time, Kronos, which we ended up in a double countout as we fought our way back to the backstage area to a draw, which, as we all know in wrestling, when there's a draw, it favors the champion, and the champion retains his title. So I am still the FHC champion, which by the end of tonight's show, I will have a huge announcement regarding all that, Nightmare Jones. Will you be tuning in to hear that?
Absolutely. I will be here to hear that.
All right. Well, Nightmare, you have many a times been my fill-in co-host. Actually, you've been a fill-in co-host for myself and a couple times that I missed for the now-fired AJ Atticus. Do you mind kind of hanging out for the rest of the show and being my co-host for the rest of the night?
Absolutely. I have no issues with doing that. Let's do it.
All right. Well, we do have I'm showing the intern, Jimmy's let me know. Scott was able to call back in. Let's bring them on so we can talk about how Scars did tonight, last night, and where they see their future here in the FWC. Is it Scar or Scars?
Scars.
Scars. All right, multiple scars. Not like the lion from Lion King where it's just one scar on the eye, correct?
Yes, you fucking bitch.
Whoa.
Whoa, hey. Jeez, hold the hostility. All right, I know you lost your last few matches.
Yeah,
from
fucking
my
lost.
You what now?
I fucking lost.
You were in the match tonight in a triple threat match with Hardcore Champion Curtis Blackx, a guy who's been a real big, huge up-and-comer, the last UXT champion, Funky Flex. Do you want to kind of break down that match a little bit tonight on where it kind of went sideways for you?
Well, one thing for sure, I'm a gummy bear. Second thing, Curtis Fag, it's over.
All right. As far as do you have anything you would like to say? Is there a lasting impression that you would like to leave on the FWC tonight, sir?
How to lick that pussy.
What?
Well, thanks for calling in, sir. Best of luck. You know, because we've had some pretty interesting characters here in the FWC, and a lot of them called into the show, and I'm to the point, well, at least I was to the point tonight, that nothing surprised me until Scars called in, and yet again, I have been surprised.
Yeah, he definitely made a a lasting impression. Like, you know, your first time calling in, and, you know, that's the way that you act. I mean, I don't really have anything to say about that, I guess. Oh, my God.
Actually, I'm sorry. I missed a match. Nightmare Jones, it was another match you were in. I do apologize. I've been flying solo tonight. Unfortunately, AJ got fired, which was a shock to everybody. I feel, AJ, if you can hear me, sir, I don't know what happened. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't deal with keeping a straight face. Hey, AJ, I hate to say it, man. This was a long time coming. You getting fired. The last 50 weeks of me and you sitting here, me pretending to like you, was just a lie. I'm sorry, AJ. I'm not sorry. I am not sorry that it came down to this. I am not sorry that you had to be manhandled out of the studio. But it was something that the show needed. It was something the FWC needed. And something else the FWC needed was a main top champion over on the red brand. And that is the new Universal Championship match, which came down to a fatal four-way with yourself, Nightmare Jones, Funky Flex, the man they call Theory, and now one-third of the next-gen tag team champions, Tank. And I'm sorry, Nightmare Jones. I know you put your heart and soul into that match. But unfortunately, last night, and once again, I have to give the devil his due. Tank came out the new and first time ever, the inaugural Universal Champion.
And he did.
You know what?
That he did.
And I'm sorry, Nightmare Jones. I know you didn't win, but you know, like I said, you know, I'm glad to finally see things, good things happening for Tank. Like I said, myself, Tank, Massacre, Mayhem, Arthur Murphy, Daniel. Me and these guys kind of came in the same class together, in the UXT. Out of those guys, I was the first one to come up out of the UXT when I won the Undisputed Legend Championship for the first time. I know Tank sat in the UXT for a while. Not as long as Massacre, though. Massacre sat down there for a really long time. But you know, I'm glad to see good things are happening for Tank. I'm glad to see Tank is stepping up. And from what I understand, now that he's a double champion, now that he's starting to get a little bit more limelight, I hear he has even upgraded his lifestyle from going to the Golden Corral all the time to Old Country Buffet.
Moving up in the world. Moving up in the world. I mean, but the only thing I have to say about that is, you know, congratulations, Tank. You won the Universal Championship. But keep in mind that it's easy to win a title, but it's even harder to keep that title. See, by winning that title, the only thing that Tank has really done has marked a humongous bullseye on his back that's going to have everybody in the red brand coming after him. So, you know, well, I hope that he gets his celebrations out of the way, because he's going to have a lot of heat coming his way.
Right. And moving on now, congratulations to Tank. I have already said that. Congratulations to the Red Brand for now having their top title, which I think, if you go down the list, it's the third overall title. It's my FHC, the Warriors. Well, actually, no. The Warriors Heart Championship is the top one. My FHC, now the Universal. Oh, no. The Universal title is below the Legend title. Am I correct?
I'm not sure. I think that it goes, it should go Warriors Hall Championship, FWWC Championship, Universal Championship, and then the Legends Championship. That's how I think that it should go.
Well, but I do know most of those titles are held by La Familia.
That is true. You are correct.
And Warriors Hurt Championship match last night was a Big Four pay-per-view. And if any of you do not know what a Big Four pay-per-view is, it is the Royal Rumble, Universe Mania, SummerSlam, and Survivor Series. And since last night was a Big Four, the Warriors Hurt Championship belt was on the line as Allison Shea defended against El Luchador de Kansas City, La Familia's own, and the new Legends champion, the new tag team champion, Marcus Mayhem, the former UXT champion, Funky Flex, the former Hardcore and European champion, Saint, the man known as Theory, or whichever personality he is at the time, yourself, the legendary La Familia's own Nightmare Jones, and La Familia's own heel deal. And ladies and gentlemen, I hate to break it to everybody, but Allison Shea was not successful in holding on to the Warriors Heart Championship. We have a new champion, and the Warriors Heart Championship is back where it belongs, in the stable of La Familia, with the man who has been known as the Canadian version of Richard Priest, the man that Wayne Gretzky, well, even on record, has gone out to say is probably the greatest Canadian ever, the heel deal.
Exactly. Congratulations to heel deal walking out the new Warriors Heart champion. Amazing, amazing feat.
Right. And another amazing thing going on is what is going on Wednesday night, Nightmare Jones, where yourself and your co-host, what's his name, will be hosting the Russell Talk podcast, which can be found at www.russelltalkpodcast.com. The call-in number is 657-383-1521, which is the same number you can call in and talk to us here on Monday nights. You guys will be having co-owner of Glory Pro, a good buddy of mine, Danny Adams,
mm-hmm.
a roster member of Glory Pro, Dynamo Pro, and 01, the very young, the very talented Savannah Stone, which I have seen her come up through the ranks as a trainee at Dynamo Pro, and she is just phenomenal. I don't know if you – have you seen anything from Savannah Stone yet, Nightmare Jones?
I have seen some YouTube matches, you know, getting ready for the show. She seems like a really, really good competitor. I cannot wait to get to pick her brain a little bit about professional wrestling and you know, how she started. And it's going to be a very, very, very good time. I'm looking forward to talking to Danny Adams and Savannah Stone.
Right. And Savannah Stone, like I said, is a graduate from Dynamo Pro. I don't want to give too much away, but have you seen that right-handed punch she throws? Does it remind you of anybody?
Does it remind me of anybody? Yes. It does. It reminds me of another professional wrestler that has been on the Wrestle Talk podcast a few times, the Suplex Cyclone, Curtis Gannon.
You know, Jonesy, me and you, you know, Jones. I'll talk to you later. It is time to move on. Like I said last night, we had a big pay per view. And like we always do after every big pay-per-view, we have the polish program. And last night, the polish program goes to the four members of the Fatal 4-Way for the Legends Championship match, Massacre, Allison Chey, El Luchador de Kansas City, and Marcus Mayhem. All right, and now I was already told by the board of directors when I had their meeting today, and they granted me the access of being the host tonight, that I cannot shine the spotlight on me and give myself promo of the week, even though they did say that my shower promo was a great honorable mention. But promo, actually, we have a tie this week, Nightmare Jones, for promo of the week. Promo of the week.
Really?
Yes. For the second week in a row, goes to El Matarata for his needle promo, and also to the former competitor here in the FWC, Massacre, for his ripping up his contract. And just like El Mata and the rest of La Familia, how we move the needle through the FWC, how somewhere we're being seen, being active is key. It comes to the time where I have to bring out and shame somebody by putting them on the milk carton. And tonight, well, I am putting the man who just got fired and who is not sitting here, and the man actually, and his twin brother who took his ball and left. I am putting both, what is it, Addison Riley Atticus and Alan James Adam. What did they just stand for again?
It's AJ Atticus and Massacre.
You know what, Nightmare Jones? We'll just keep it that way. Going on the milk carton tonight, AJ Atticus and Massacre. Yes, leading up to tonight's our podcast, they have been very active. But I'm going to be honest, they will be missed. So that is why I'm putting on the milk carton, not because they were not active, but because how much, and even deep down in my heart, we will all miss them. I'm being told we have 6 minutes left. Nightmare Jones, this is the point of the night. We're just going to kind of rush through our closing thoughts. Usually I go first, and then AJ would give everybody some tissue-pulling sob story. Nightmare Jones, I'm going to let you go first on your thoughts of the night.
My thoughts of the night are this. Nightmare Jones may have lost last night, but you haven't seen the end of Nightmare Jones. You haven't seen anything yet.
All right, Nightmare Jones. And you know what? I've been in the ring with you enough. I have bumped heads with you enough to know Nightmare Jones. No matter how much you get knocked down, you're like one of those Fisher Price Weeble Wobbles. You come right back up to you. And Nightmare Jones, I'm going to come and embarrass you here real quick. Everybody, you may not know this, but tonight is Nightmare Jones' birthday. So whether you hate him, don't forget to go on Facebook and send him a happy birthday message.
Well, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Intern Jimmy, I don't know if you got the message, but have my music ready to close out tonight's show. So like I said, I had a huge announcement that will pertain to the FHC Heavyweight Championship Heavyweight Championship belt. And that is because after many long nights of thinking, many long conversations with the board of directors of Fantasy Wrestling. sorry, I'm getting a little emotional now. I knew this was going to happen. Fantasy Wrestling Worldwide Chapter last night was Richard Priest's last match. I have decided to theoretically hang up my boots here in the FWWC. I know a lot of you know I've had some a lot of personal stuff going on. I've been missing a lot of action lately. I missed 3 weeks here on the podcast. I would like to actually take a quick minute to thank some people. First off, I want to thank the general, the head admin, a man who was one of the original co-hosts here on this podcast, Dewan Mills. He made this chapter for all of us, for guys who for one reason or another really couldn't get in the ring, gave us an outlet to do this, to cut promos, to give us a little bit of taste of that dream. Dewan, thank you. Second off, I would like to thank the Night Owl board of directors who took that dream, who ran with it, and who was made the FWWC what it is today, what we know, what we love, what we do. I would like to then thank AJ Atticus, who for the last 50 weeks had to put up with such a character as Richard Priest. Nightmare Jones, thank you. You kind of, when I first got here, gave me a lot of good words of inspiration on kind of how fantasy wrestling works compared to, as everybody knows, I do have a career, an in-ring career, which I'm starting to get focused back on. But most importantly, I would like to thank everybody here in the FWWC, a lot of guys who I've had a lot of rivals with. I can't think of everybody right now. Corbin Slater, thank you for drafting me to the Blue Brand, for bringing me and the FWWC title belt over here. And actually, most importantly, the one man I want to thank most of all, the man who I have compared to be the Sting to my Flair, the Hogan to my Piper, Arden Murphy. If you really, really want to know how to do a good promo, talk to him. If you really want to know how to set up a good rivalry, ask anybody here about the stuff that myself and Arden Murphy did. Not saying it's probably the greatest standing rivalry here in the FWWC, but it's probably the most up-to-date, memorable rivalry. And I know everybody's going to and I would love to thank all my brothers and sisters over in La Familia, especially to El Mata, who brought me into the fold of La Familia, who was with me when I won my first tag team title belt, Money, Power, Respect. And speaking of El Mata, that brings me to some of the questions I've seen pop up about the WBC heavyweight title. As of right now, I am retiring as the champ. And as of right now, yeah, you'll have to find out. Thank you, FWBC. I'm not good at goodbyes, so I'll just say see you later.